Lord Jesus, we call upon you to reveal yourself to us. Lord, so that each one of us may enter your kingdom. So that none of us will be lost like the people of the world. Lord, we know that you can speak powerfully. So Lord, I ask you to speak powerfully to every person here.
In
Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Jesus, he warns us so that we can make sure of our salvation. So actually in the Bible there are some very strong warnings. And some very strong warnings about how God will judge the world. That this world will be destroyed. The time is short. So that's why the warnings are very serious. To make us think about eternity. What is eternity? It is forever and ever and ever. So when you think of eternity, our life on this earth is very short. We've only got this one life to get our hearts right and prepared for heaven. And this is why God has given us serious warnings so that we can prepare our heart to go to Him. Now, one special book of this kind of warnings is called the Book of Revelation. Which is the last book of the Bible. But it's a book that holds a special warning for the world. So in one sense I see this book as an evangelism book. To try and persuade people to come to Jesus. So this book has tremendous warnings for us. To make sure of our own salvation. For us to take the message to heart. So that we can then warn others. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 1. It calls it the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now this whole book is a book of visions and dreams. Of heaven, of hell, and of the spiritual world. Revealing what Satan does in the spiritual world. But ultimately revealing God's greatest victory through Jesus Christ. This book reveals what happens in the nations, the different kingdoms that arise. How Satan will rise up a final antichrist. This antichrist will set up an idol, and whoever worships the idol has been turned to Satan. And this is why I think it's such a serious warning for Nepal and India. Because at the moment I could see that the Antichrist could just deceive most people in Nepal and India. And those who turn to the Antichrist, those who turn to Satan, are cast into the lake of fire. So most people in Nepal are in India in serious danger. But they have no idea how much danger they are in. They are blind, spiritually blind. And this is why Jesus Christ received this revelation from God the Father. To show His servants what must soon take place. So first of all, this book, this revelation, wasn't given to the world, it was given to God's servants. So this is a revelation that was given to you if you are a servant of God. So if you are a servant of God, you need to understand the book of Revelation. Now I found that many people who have been Christians even for a long time still don't understand the book of Revelation. It's because there is some spiritual mysteries that are in this book. But if we seek after God, then we can have understanding. So tonight is just introduction. Introduction to this incredible revelation of Jesus Christ. About the things that are taking place in the spiritual world. So that we are not deceived with the world. So that we can overcome Satan. So that we can inherit our place in the kingdom of God. Now there was a time when Jesus' brothers came to him, when Jesus was on this earth. At this time they were not believing in Jesus. But they knew Jesus was doing these great miracles. And they said to Jesus, why don't you show these miracles to everyone in the world? They were asking Jesus, why do you keep hiding yourself? You know, there was a time when the great crowd wanted to make Jesus king by force. But Jesus Christ hid himself from all these people. Why? It's because Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. You know, many people seek their own fame, fortune, power and money. But Jesus hid himself from those things. Because he came to establish righteousness in people's hearts. So actually Jesus hid himself from the people of the world. Now Jesus said, my sheep will listen to my voice. So those who truly do belong to God, they will be able to hear Jesus' voice. And they will hear the warnings of God. But as I said, most of Nepal and India is in danger of being lost.
अनि आज हामीले हेर्यौँ भने चाहिँ नेपालमा र भारतमा मानिसहरू चाहिँ धेरैजना नाश भइरहेको छ.
They cannot hear Jesus' voice.
उनीहरूले यीशु ख्रीष्टको आवाजलाई सुनिरहेको छैन.
And in fact, God has hidden himself from them because of their sins.
अनि उनीहरू चाहिँ यीशु ख्रीष्टदेखि टाढो भइरहेछ किनभने उनीहरूको हृदयमा पाप भएको कारणले गर्दा.
Because they are unwilling to come to God to receive forgiveness of sins, they are lost.
किनभनेदेखि उनीहरू नाश भइरहेको छ तर उनीहरू आफ्नो पाप र अधर्मलाई क्षमा माग्नको लागि यीशु ख्रीष्टमा आउन चाहदैन.
So they are in great darkness.
अनि त्यही कारणले उनीहरू चाहिँ घोर अन्धकारमा छ.
Now Jesus Christ, he still loves these people and wants to save them.
तापनि येशु ख्रीष्टले उनीहरूलाई प्रेम गर्नुहुन्छ र बचाउन चाहनुहुन्छ.
But how can he save them when they don't want to listen to him?
तर यदि उनीहरूले सुन्नै चाहदैन भनेदेखि कसरी बचाउने त उनीहरूलाई?
And that's why first of all Jesus has to speak to his people.
अनि त्यही कारणले गर्दाखेरि पहिलो कुरो चाहिँ येशु ख्रीष्ट आफै ती मानिसहरूका बोल्नु पर्छ.
He has to speak to those who will listen.
अनि जसले चाहिँ येशु ख्रीष्टलाई सुन्छ उनीसँग चाहिँ येशु ख्रीष्ट बोल्नुहुन्छ.
And then those who listen to his message can then become his messengers.
अनि जसले चाहिँ उहाँको त्यो वचनहरूलाई सुन्छ र उनीहरू चाहिँ परमेश्वरको सन्देश वाहक हुन्छन्.
So this is why God the Father gave the revelation to Jesus Christ.
अनि परमेश्वरले चाहिँ येशु ख्रीष्टलाई उहाँको प्रकाश दिनुभयो.
Jesus gave the revelation to his angel.
अनि येशु ख्रीष्टले आफ्नो त्यो प्रकाश चाहिँ स्वर्गदूतहरूलाई दिनुभयो.
Then he sent his angel to the apostle John.
अनि उहाँले त्यो स्वर्गदूतहरूलाई चाहिँ प्रेरित युहन्ना कहाँ पठाउनु भयो.
The apostle John is the one who wrote this book of revelation.
अनि यो किताब लेख्ने चाहिँ युहन्ना हो.
So that you and I could receive this revelation of Jesus Christ.
तपाईले मैले पनि येशू ख्रीष्टको प्रकाशलाई आज पाउन सक्छौं.
And it gives this promise that blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy.
अनि यहाँले यस्तो प्रकारले भन्छ त्यो मानिस धन्य हो जसले चाहिँ अगमबानीका यी कुराहरू पढ्दछ.
And blessed are those who hear it.
अनि ती पनि धन्य हुन् जसले चाहिँ यसलाई सुन्छ.
And take it to heart what is written.
अनि यसलाई चाहिँ आफ्नो हृदयमा राख्छ जुन चाहिँ त्यो लेखिएको छ.
Because the time is near.
किनभनेदेखि समय चाहिँ एकदमै नजिक छ.
This is an amazing promise that God has given.
अनि यो चाहिँ साच्चै परमेश्वरले दिनुभएको अचम्मको प्रतिज्ञा हो.
That if you read the book of Revelation.
अनि जब मानिसहरूले यो प्रकाशित वाक्यलाई पढ्छ.
Or if you hear it.
अनि यदि तपाईले जब सुन्नुहुन्छ.
Then you are blessed.
किन तब त्यति बेला तपाईँ चाहिँ धन्यको हुनुहुन्छ.
Now how does a person hear the book of Revelation?
अनि अब मानिसले कसरी चाहिँ प्रकाशित वाक्यलाई सुन्ने त?
It means there has to be someone to preach it.
अनि यसको लागि चाहिँ कसैले प्रचार गर्नुपर्छ.
So God shows us that it's actually very important to preach the warnings of the book of Revelation.
अनि यहाँनिर परमेश्वरले चाहिँ भन्नुहुन्छ कि प्रकाशित वाक्य भएको चेतावनीहरू चाहिँ एकदमै महान छन्.
Now this is actually a long book. It has 22 chapters.
अनि यो एकदमै लामो किताब छ किनभनेदेखि यसको 22 वटा अध्यायहरू छन्.
So tonight I'm just want you to understand the importance of the book of Revelation.
आजको यो साँझमा म तपाईहरुले केवल प्रकाशित वाक्य कति मुख्य छ कति महत्त्वपूर्ण छ भन्ने बुझेपछि चाहन्छु.
It is the last book of the Bible.
यो चाहिँ बाइबलको अन्तिम किताब हो.
But it's a book of prophecy.
तर यो चाहिँ अगमबानीको किताब हो.
That reveals the mysteries of what both Satan and God is doing in the world.
अनि आज संसारमा परमेश्वरले र शैतानले के गरिरहेछ भन्ने कुराहरूलाई त्यहाँ प्रकाश पारिएको छ.
How Satan will deceive the nations.
अनि शैतानले कसरी चाहिँ यो पृथ्वीलाई यो संसारलाई चाहिँ धोका दिइरहेको छ.
But at the same time Jesus Christ will win millions upon millions of people.
तर सँगसँगैमा यता येशु ख्रीष्टले चाहिँ यहाँनिर लाखौँ लाखौँ मानिसहरूलाई बचाइराख्नु भएको छ.
So that we know that heaven is not going to be empty.
अनि किनभनेदेखि स्वर्ग चाहिँ खाली हुँदैन रित्तो हुँदैन.
Heaven will be full of billions of people who have come to believe in Jesus Christ and are faithful.
अनि जस जसले चाहिँ येशु ख्रीष्टलाई विश्वास गर्छ र येशु ख्रीष्टलाई पछ्याउँछ उनीहरूद्वारा चाहिँ यो स्वर्ग चाहिँ अरबौँ मानिसहरूद्वारा भरिनेछ.
Revelation is also especially to the church, to the Christians, to the servants of God.
अनि यो जुन चाहिँ चेतावनीहरु छ यो चाहिँ मण्डलीलाई विश्वासीलाई र परमेश्वरको जनहरुको लागि हो.
Because the Bible warns us that many will fall away from the faith.
अनि कति यहाँनिर बाइबलले भन्दछ कि कति जना चाहिँ आफ्नो विश्वासदेखि हटिगएका छन्.
See, it's not just the starting that is important, it's how you finish your spiritual life.
तपाईले आफ्नो जीवन सुरु गर्नु ठूलो कुरा होइन तर अन्त कसरी गर्दै हुनुहुन्छ त्यो चाहिँ ठूलो कुरा हो.
And that's why actually the moment you die it is so important.
अनि जब तपाई मर्ने अवस्थामा आइपुग्नुहुन्छ त्यो चाहिँ एकदम महत्त्वपूर्ण कुरा हो.
Now God gave this warning.
अनि परमेश्वरले यो चेतावनी दिनुभएको
छ. That say a man has been wicked all his life.
अनि कोही मान्छे चाहिँ आफ्नो जीवन
He spent years and years of living in sin. Now, what is sin? We can say, like getting drunk, drunkenness. Lying, stealing, and fighting. Unfaithfulness to the marriage covenants. Now say a man did all of these sins for many, many years. But then just at the end of his life, he realizes he is a sinner. And he says, "Oh God, I know I have done wrong. Oh God, please forgive me. Lord, I want to change my life. Now I will follow you." Then that man dies. How will that man stand before God on the day of judgment? He will stand under the blood of Jesus. So all his sins will be forgiven. And he will enter the kingdom of God. He will have a place in heaven. But when Jesus Christ judges him for his works to reward him for what he has done, the Bible says that our works will go in like a fire. And all the rubbish will be burnt up. And if there is any gold, that gold will survive. That speaks to us about the righteousness that lasts for eternity. And then God will reward the person according to his works. Now, because that man had wasted all of his life, he had not done the good works of righteousness for God's kingdom. So even though he is saved and makes it into heaven, his life was full of rubbish and sin. So when he goes through the judgment, he will come through with very small rewards. So the Bible talks about those who will be saved, but like escaping through the fire. Now that is not God's best for us. God's best is for us to have our treasures in heaven. So that on the day of judgment we will have great rewards. So that we can share in the glory of Christ. So that we can be close to God. Because in heaven there are different levels of closeness to God. So it's up to you how far you want to go in your walk with God. So don't be a compromising Christian. Persevere and be faithful. Especially have your own daily times of prayer, your quiet time. You need a special time each day where you have your own private prayer with God. See, some Christians, they are too lazy. They're too busy with the things of the world. that they don't have a strong personal private prayer life. This is why so many Christians fall away from God. Because outwardly they look very spiritually. They can carry their Bible to church. They can sing the Christian songs. But in their heart they're spiritually weak. Now, why are they weak? It's because they're weak in their private prayer with God. They don't know how to really pray and get close to God. Because they have not spent time praying. And that's why I encourage you, you have to open your heart and share your heart to God in prayer. So that you become spiritually strong in your heart. Now let's think of a second person. This man is a righteous man. He's a good and loving husband. He trains his children in good way. He teaches them right from wrong. So his children, they know the Lord. He's an honest man. A kind and caring man. He's also faithful to God in his daily prayer. He also gives some gifts, finance to help people. He's a very good and righteous man for many years. But then say at the end of his life, when he's an old man, something bad happened in his life. Say somebody stole something from him. He became very angry and didn't want to forgive that person. And murder and hatred began to grow in his heart. Then he went out and did a terrible sin and killed the person. Then this man died. How will this man stand before God on the day of judgment? That man will stand among the wicked. He will be separated from the righteous. And all his righteous works for all those many years will be forgotten. Because that man died in his sin. You need to know it's very important when you die or how you die. Because all of that years that he had been living righteously are now forgotten. Because at the end of his life he turned away from righteousness. He turned away from God. So that's why on the day of judgment he will be cast into the lake of fire. All his righteous works that he could have been rewarded for were wasted. So the Bible gives us this warning. He who endures to the end will be saved. And this is why the book of Revelation is also a warning to Christians. To call Christians to be faithful to God for their entire life. That following Jesus is a lifelong commitment. It is needed to have great patience and faithfulness. And that's why the Christians that develop that close personal prayer, they will be able to overcome. But the Christians who don't have the prayer to God, they will fall away. Because there are so many problems in this world. There is so much wickedness in this world. And Jesus warned us that because of the increase of wickedness, the love of many will grow cold. This is the people who once loved God. But they became deceived by the wickedness. And their love for God grew cold. And then they lost their love for God. And that's why they lost their souls. So for listening to the book of Revelation, God will give you a blessing just for listening to it. Because it holds such frightening, terrible warnings. But those who are willing to listen to these warnings, they will want to turn away from wickedness. And this will help to lead them on the path of righteousness. It will help them to overcome Satan. It would help them to have understanding about how Satan is fighting against us. We will understand the wickedness. See, many times because people, they don't know God, they have no understanding that what they are doing is evil. It won't be until the day of judgment and then it's too late. When they suddenly have to stand before the holiness of God. When they see how great and mighty God is. But they just live for themselves and had no fear of God. Therefore they were deceived by their own evil in their heart. So in one sense these warnings, they are not easy. And the problems that are coming upon the world aren't going to be easy. But we will see the ultimate victory of Jesus Christ. We will see the great treasures of heaven. We will see the tremendous blessings that God has for those who are faithful to Him. And God will distinguish between the righteous and the wicked. So your aim has to be that I want to be among the righteous. So that on the day of judgment, you will be among the righteous. When all the billions and billions and billions of people that have ever lived on this earth all stand before God on the day of judgment. And there is the book of life. And if you belong to Jesus Christ, your name is written in that book. And then you will have access into the city of God. Heaven is the place of perfect peace and joy. Perfect righteousness and no evil. And that's why those who reject Jesus Christ can never enter that place. Because it's only through the blood of Jesus that we have salvation. And we have eternal life. So this is only the first message. There's very much to look at in the book of Revelation. But I want you to know, yes, it is important. You need to know what it says in the book of Revelation. And God will have a blessing for you if you study this book.
अनि परमेश्वरले तपाईलाई आशिष दिनुहुन्छ यदि तपाईले यो किताबलाई पढ्नुभयो भने.
So that's the offer that God has for you.
अनि परमेश्वरले तपाईको लागि जे राखिदिनु भएको छ त्यो तपाईले पाउनुहुन्छ.
You know, when I first started doing evangelism to other countries,
जब मैले अरु देशहरुमा परमेश्वरको सुसमाचार प्रचार गर्न थाले,
I started it through letters, sending letters to people.
मैले मानिसहरूलाई चिठी पठाएर प्रचार गर्थे.
And I sent many Christian tracts to Africa.
अनि मैले अफ्रिका देशमा धेरै यस्तो किताबहरू पठाएँ.
And then I made many cassette tapes of the book of Revelation.
अनि मैले यस्तै सुन्ने चक्काहरू पनि बनाए यो किताबबाट.
Because I know that whoever will hear the book of Revelation will be blessed.
अनि मलाई यो कुरा थाहा थियो कि जसले पनि प्रकाशित वाक्यलाई सुन्छ उनीहरूले आशिष पाउँछ.
And for people to hear it, they need to hear it being preached.
अनि उनी मानिसहरूले चाहिँ यो प्रचार गरेको सुन्नु पर्छ.
That's why cassette tape is also good.
अनि सुन्नको लागि त्यो चक्काहरू पनि ठिक हो, एकदम राम्रो हो.
So I sent that tape out to get the blessing of God for my own life.
अनि मेरो जीवनमा परमेश्वरले जे आशिष प्रदान गर्नुभयो त्यो अरूले पाओस् भनेर गरे.
Because whoever proclaims the word of God will receive God's blessing.
अनि जसले चाहिँ परमेश्वरको नाम प्रचार गर्छ उनीहरूले आशिष पाउँछ.
So this is the great blessing that God has promised in Revelation chapter 1 verse 3.
अनि प्रकाशित वाक्य 1 को 3 मा परमेश्वरले धेरै ठूलो आशिषको कुरा गर्नुहुन्छ.
So tonight we were just looking at those first 3 verses.
अनि सुरुको यो तीनवटा पदहरू हामीले हेरेका छौं.
I'll just remind you of them.
म तपाईलाई फेरि बताउन चाहन्छु.
This is a revelation of Jesus Christ.
यो चाहिँ येशू ख्रीष्टबाट प्रकाश भएको कुरा हो.
Which God the Father gave to show his servants what must happen in this world.
अनि यो परमेश्वरले आफ्नो दासहरूलाई यो संसारमा के हुन गइरहेको छ त्यो देखाउनको लागि लेख्नु भएको कुरा हो.
And it is the word of God.
अनि यो चाहिँ परमेश्वरको वचन हो.
It is a testimony for Jesus Christ.
अनि यो चाहिँ येशू ख्रीष्टद्वारा हामीमा जाँच ल्याउनको लागि यो गर्नु भएको
हो. That's why blessed are those who hear this prophecy.
अनि जसले चाहिँ यो अगमानीलाई सुन्छ उनीहरू धन्य हुन्.
Blessed are those who take it into their hearts.
अनि जसले आफ्नो हृदयमा यो कुरालाई लिन्छ उनीहरू धन्यका हुन्.
Because our time on this earth is very very short.
किनभनेदेखि यो संसारमा चाहिँ समय एकदमै छोटो छ.
Eternity lies ahead of us.
अनि अनन्त चाहिँ हाम्रो अगाडि एकदमै लामो समय छ.
So think of eternity.
अनि यसै कारणले गर्दाखेरि अनन्तलाई सोच्नुहोस्.
Let's pray.
आउनुहोस् प्रार्थना गरौँ.